Thank you for hanging out with me this evening on Coast to Coast AM. If you've missed any part of tonight's show, don't worry. It's so easy to be able to go back and find it. Just go to coasttocoastam.com and become a Coast Insider. It's as simple as that. For a one-year subscription, we'll get you all of the access to tonight's show and all of the shows for the last 5 years. Breaks down to just 15 cents a day. Only 15 cents a day will give you access to all of these amazing shows, all of the great hosts that have filled in, all of the fantastic guests from around the world, and many that we've lost over the years. You can hear some of their very final episodes and very final interviews right here on the Best in Overnight Talk Radio. So go become a Coast Insider right now. And if you love what you hear on the show, but you can't get enough of it, well, there's good news. You can also check out George Norrie's TV show, and that's also available right on the site. You can look at it, click the links, and find all the information on beyondbelief.com. That's all the information right there, and get access to see some of the things that you hear right here on the show. So don't hesitate. Go get it. Fill yourself up with all the great knowledge and information that our guests have to share with you. Speaking of which, tonight, Chris Fleming is with us for the next hour. When we come back, he's going to play some of the channeling sessions and some of the really dramatic audio that he's collected over the years with us. And we're going to play a very impactful session, one that changes the whole perception of what it's like to communicate. And do we have the ability to not just talk to the past and talk to spirits around us, but can we talk to the future? And he has a very compelling piece of audio that we'll play for you and ties into a tragedy that took place in the paranormal field this last September. So we'll do that, and we'll discuss that a little bit later on. And then in the last 2 hours of the show, Richard Estep will join us, and we'll talk about the world's most haunted hospitals, true life paranormal encounters in asylums, hospitals, and institutions. There are some chilling stories, firsthand accounts from doctors, nurses, and experiencers. That's coming up here on Coast to Coast AM. Our guest this evening, Chris Fleming, an internationally renowned medium and paranormal researcher. You may have seen him on shows like A&E's Psychic Kids and Dead Famous. He's also been on shows like Ghost Hunters, The Haunted, Ghost Adventures, Paranormal Challenge, Aftershocks, and so many more. He's asked to be a part of these shows because he seems to have a great affinity for making connections with the other side. We've been talking this evening about channeling and making those type of connections in a physical form and an audio form. We've got some audio that we're going to play out here for the next couple of segments. Chris, how do you want to start off with this? What do you think would be a good way to begin?
I think let's start off with the Michael Christman field, which is folder A, and it's speaking in tongues.
Okay, now speaking in tongues, for listeners that may not be familiar with that, can you give us a little back idea of what that means?
Absolutely. Is demons. Angels can take over somebody, the Holy Spirit, and can speak in tongues. Take a look at Pentecost. It talks about that in the Bible. What happened was I was taken over by soldiers that were still buried there, that nobody discovered their bodies. They were asking for help to be free of this place. Then a demon took over, that he was keeping these spirits there. We didn't quite believe it, and then all of a sudden I started speaking in tongues.
All right, we're going to play that audio bit. Tim, my engineer here in Minnesota. Tim, you've got that cut available? All right.
Thou shalt not claim these souls, for they are mine.
So what we're playing is some audio clips from Chris doing these channeling sessions. And that was one in which he was speaking in tongues, as he claims. Now, Chris, when we play that, it sounds to me a lot like reverse speech. Have you ever played it backwards to see if you get anything? And now, there's one very chilling piece of forward speech where it says these song, these souls belong to me. And very creepy to hear that, but the rest is kind of that mumbo-jumbo talk. Have you played it reverse at all?
Well, what that is, there's multiple different languages. We had a professor that took this to some linguistics, and they identified a variety of different languages. So I said, well, let's play this reverse, because we do know that demons can sometimes send messages in reverse. So go ahead and play the reverse clip, and you're going to recognize a word that is repeated up to six times.
I'm hearing what sounds like the word Nazi repeated a few times. And very great. Tim, could you play that back for me again? Right at the beginning, there was something I thought I heard as well. I'll signal you when to cut it again, but go ahead and play that. Okay. It sounds like he's saying something again about the souls, even in reverse, that we're hearing back on that segment, Chris. But I don't. To me, it sounded like he was referring to Nazi a few times. Is that what you were hearing?
Yeah, we heard Nazi five to six times in there. And what's ironic is the location that you were at, we asked the people that owned the property, and had to say, hey, we heard Nazi like five times. They stated that there was a German prison there right after World War II that housed Nazis that the public was not aware of back in the 40s. So that blew us away. We realized that the Nazi spirits were also haunting these fields.
Wow, that is a weird catch, and to find that out after the fact. So you weren't going in with any predetermined understanding of what was going on. And to have this corroborated a little later, again, I apologize, folks, as it is wont to happen on occasion when we do these type of shows, we start having strange communication issues. Chris's phone is echoing, chiming, cutting in and out. We're switching between two phones to try to get the best connection to continue talking with our guests through the remainder of the show.
Somebody doesn't want me talking.
Obviously, yeah, you're getting some strange activity. And we've caught it both on Coast to Coast and on Darkness Radio from time to time, where we'll hear voices come through the phone while the guest is talking. So we'll have to listen back to the audio on this tonight as well. All right, so you've got those are a couple of the speaking in tongues voices. What else would you like to walk us through in the next segment?
All right. Here's the most important thing. We talk about the tragedy that occurred with Mark and Constantino last year. Friends of ours. I had the pleasure of getting to meet both of them back in 2005 during Dead Famous. They partake in a seance at the Gold Hotel. They asked if they could record the seance because they wanted to see if they'd get any EVP. So they set a recorder in the middle of the circle that we created and recorded the entire seance. Now, at a get-together a few months ago, I decided to play a podcast I did back in 2007 interviewing them about this seance and the audio of the EVP that came through. Now, ironically, of course, a lot of time has passed since 2007. Lots occurred. In playing back this seance 2 months ago, we were blown away and shocked by Mark's responses during the seance that sounded like this seance was being talked about and done today. What I mean by that is Mark became possessed during the seance and started channeling.
Right now, this is the first time. Mark is an EVP specialist, an electronic voice phenomena specialist, along with his wife, Debbie, and they would travel and communicate. And they came up with some of the most impressive EVP that I've watched them get on set, on site, immediately. So it wasn't something I worried or wondered that they were implanting or doing something. you know, out of eye shot or out of view, we would be in groups and watch them collect this EVP all the time. But he had never channeled. They never really kind of delved into that psychic realm so much.
Correct. They've never done that. Deb started feeling the channeling, and I assisted her in getting rid of it.
Moved over to Mark, and all of a sudden took over Mark.
So during the seance, I'm talking directly to Mark, to whoever this male spirit is that is responding back to me and asking me questions as well as telling me to let go. Back then in 2005, we thought that this was one of the ghosts occupying the building that had killed this woman's child. Little did we know what we would discover years later.
Right. Now, and this is very hard to listen to and to talk about, because for those that are not in the know, in September of last year, 2015, Mark Constantino ended his life and took the life of his wife, Debbie Constantino, and shot them both to death and another person as well. And it was a very brutal ending to a very strange relationship. And these were people that were friends of ours and loved worldwide for what they were able to do in their spirit communication. And, you know, I often joked, I said, talking to the other side is easy. Communicating with one another was not their forte. And sadly, it ended in a tragedy. But to hear this now, what's intriguing as well, Chris, that I think people might want to pick up on is the fact that when you channel, and when I've heard other people channel, their voices usually change. There's something dramatic and weird about it. Right, and right. And usually, even if someone is faking it, you hear them start to create a different voice for whatever entity. But what's really kind of chilling about this, when Mark channels, his voice remains the same. It remains right. Mark Constantino's voice.
Yeah, we never even realized back then and didn't even be like, you know, I was confused the fact that he was doing this. But when you hear this clip, if you could cue up 2B, which is Mark channeling, we'll play some of it, pause it, talk about it. 4 minutes long, but I have a dialogue back and forth between Mark as he's channeling with his spirit discussing what he did.
All right, why don't we let it play through once real quickly? Go ahead, Tim.
Leave the darkness that you have created for yourself, not her. You have created this darkness. You have created this hell, this domain that you have lived in from your own self-pity and accusing someone else. You must move on to the other side. No. Go to that light which can be yours. You can be forgiven. You deserve to be loved again. You deserve to have happiness. These walls bind us. They do not bind you. That what you think of binds you. You understand. Release it. My control. Exactly. Release your control. Ask for happiness. Ask to be forgiven. It's not time. It is time. Time has no meaning on the other side. You're waiting for that which you've been seeking this entire time. To be forgiven is divine. You deserve that.
I had my revenge.
Yeah, but now let go of it. Now let go of your revenge and go into the light. You no longer need that. You need to go home. You need to be complete. You need to have your questions answered. And most importantly, if you want to be forgiven, forgive yourself. Then you can enter. We forgive you.
It was not my doing.
Then let it go.
I reacted.
You reacted because you were hurt. You reacted because that which you saw you didn't understand. Okay, you were human, but now you are a spirit. You are no longer attached to those physical things.
These walls will be the last thing you see.
Yes, those walls will be the last thing you see. Now you will seek peace. You will seek happiness. You will seek the fulfillment you have been waiting for.
I'm tired.
And go to where you will no longer be tired. Go to where you will be happy. You will be one again. You will know who you really are by going towards that light. You will remember all the things that are good, all the things that are great.
I will be condemned.
You are the only one condemning. You are condemning yourself. That's what you think you become. So if you condemn, you are condemned. If you are happy, you are happy. And if you are forgiven, you will be the demon I have condemned, and let it go. It's okay. We are all with sin, but sin can be forgiven if you ask for it. Do you want to be forgiven? Then forgive.
Not now.
And when? The door will not always open because your vibration is so different than the other side. It has to be opened by someone else, and that is what we are doing right now.
This is my solitude.
Your solitude is your hell of pain and condemning. You must release that which was physical and that which you reacted to. Now react to something else. Change your destiny. Change your world.
Where I belong.
You don't belong here. You don't see it
as mine.
Why do you resist? Why? There's nothing to be afraid of. The only thing you fear itself. The only thing you fear is that which you not know.
It's dark. I can't be forgiven.
You will forgive, therefore you will be forgiven. Forgive yourself and you will be forgiven. Hear the voices that are calling out your name that want to forgive you, that have forgiven you. Hear these voices now that call out to you from the light, that you begin to recognize. The voices that made you feel good about yourself. The voices you remember as a child that made you feel loved. The voices that you always wanted to hear. Go to the light and be forgiven. Go now. Go to the light now. Go.
I feel free. Don't hurt.
Shine the love on him. Open the door. Hold his hand. And bring him through. Pull him through to the light. Give him love.
So you're hearing this audio recorded over 10 years ago of Mark channeling what they assumed was a spirit there on site. But yet in kind of a chilling reverberation, it almost seems that he's communicating with a future version of himself, talking about this murder that he committed and how he's afraid to face the afterlife and what comes next. I mean, when that realization hits you, Chris, walk us through that. What was that like for you?
Well, all these years, Mark and Brittany and I, we talked about this. And the one thing we talked about is that Mark said, Mark can't listen to the audio. He did not want to listen to it because it bothered him. There was EVPs that occurred during the entire seance that are just chilling. And one of them says, change your destiny. I changed your destiny right afterwards. Another voice says, change your destiny. When we heard this at this gathering, we realized, oh my God, was Mark and Debbie channeling 10 years prior to the event to try to change this?
You know, and it sounds so far-fetched. It sounds so bizarre, but then you sit there and you wonder to yourself, right? How many times have we been facing a decision that doesn't seem like a very big decision at the time, but in our own heads, we keep hearing our voices resoundingly saying, no, don't do this, don't do it. And when you go against it, things unfold very poorly for you. Are we, in effect, trying to communicate with ourselves through time? Do you believe that on those nights when we lay awake in bed, staring at the ceiling, wishing we would have made a different decision, do you think that message is going back through our timeline, trying to affect and impact us in the past?
Oh, absolutely. Right after the seance ended, Debbie started complaining that she was in pain, that her head hurt and her neck hurt. And that's a clip, if you want to play it, see Mark Chandler's episode pain.
Go ahead. That's a short one. Go ahead, Tim, if you've got that. It's 2C, the Mark channeling Deb feels pain.
Mark, is he gone?
Gone?
Deb was gone.
I think so. Is that my body's going to
How do you think that is?
Anger working.
Everybody think about Deb right now. Just put that white light. Push that white light towards her to cleanse her body. Any pain that was left over from this other soul, shine the white light on her, cover her entire body, her soul and her spirit. Heal that which was just taken away from spirit. Make it whole once again. Release all negative energy, all negative spirits from her. It can no longer be attached.
So there it is, chilling audio. perhaps the future trying to reverberate back to the past. We need to take a break. We'll come back with Chris Fleming. We'll come back with your questions. We'll open up phone lines right after this. And joining me this evening, Christopher Fleming, my guest, and a little bit later on in the show, Richard Estep will be here as we talk about the world's most haunted hospitals. Let's play. We've got a couple of interesting EVP from that seance session. Chris, let's play a couple of those, and then we'll start taking some phone calls. Which is the first one you want to play?
Let's play number five, which is Change Your Destiny.
So this is an EVP during the seance, and I don't know, Tim, if you can boost that a little bit or kick the volume up. Play that one more time. So you get Change Your Destiny, and then what's the next EVP?
Next one, number six, Free Me.
Play that one more time. So it's right after Mark speaks.
It says Free Me.
All right, and the next one?
The next one is number eight. It says, your male voice, I promise you, I'm not hiding her. Then there's distortion and a voice when she's dead.
Imagine white light is healing. Keep going. I said, it seems like these two souls are more important than getting healthy.
All right, play that one more time, Tim.
Imagine white light is healing you. Keep going. I said, it seems like these two souls are more important than getting healthy.
Now, you actually, are these EVPs the one that that Mark's own sister believes might be Mark's voice?
Correct.
So when she's dead and these, you're hearing the voice come back, and even Mark's own sister believes that he's capturing EVP from a future version of himself.
Well, there's another EVP too. If Tim can play this number four, it's when Mark makes a statement before the channeling starts, and then I start channeling. The spirit's trying to go through me, and it says, breathe me in. That is Mark's voice.
All right, go ahead, Tim. I'll play that one more time. That's chilling. So you hear the voice say, breathe me in, and then is that like a heavy breathing, or is that like a laughter that we're hearing after that?
Well, ironically, just before you heard it say, thank you, people, and then it said, breathe me in, and you hear me scream because I'm pushing this entity out. I want to channel it.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up with our guest, Chris Fleming, and your phone calls here on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to the show. This is Coast to Coast AM, and I'm your host this evening, Dave Schrader. We're talking for the first 2 hours here about channeling and communication with the other side. We've just listened to some chilling audio. And first of all, everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook, Twitter, emails, we're very aware of the strange reverb and echo that's taking place on Chris's phones. Just to give you some background, during audio bits and breaks, we've been switching to every possible phone line he has, and we get it fine and clear, and then suddenly this weird echo starts to appear again under his voice. We are mystified by this as well, but instead of bailing on the interview, because I think some of this is really intriguing and also very chilling for what we're experiencing, we've elected to keep Chris with us, so please bear with us as we wrap up. We've got just a short time left together. We have some calls coming in, some questions and thoughts. Chris, are you ready for some calls?
Yes.
All right, let's go west of the Rockies. Linda in Washington State, you're on Coast to Coast AM.
Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Linda.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. I always do. I wanted to ask Chris a question about Marilyn Monroe. For some inexplicable reason, I feel some kind of connection with her. And I wanted to know if in his channeling with her, if she said anything about her life now, if she was reunited with the babies that she lost through miscarriages.
During the communication I had with her back in 2003 during the seance, Marilyn had stated that she was still stuck here, trying to cross over and having an attempt that because of the fame surrounding her, making her such an icon and the mystery to her death and everything, all of that was kind of binding her to this place. And her, as well as James Dean, were telling us, please let go. You know, don't treat us as such icons after we die, because that energy, that wanting us to still be alive, can keep us here.
Oh, okay. I can understand that.
Thank you very much, Linda. We appreciate the call. Wildcard line to Dennis in Philadelphia. You're on Coast to Coast.
Hi, Dave and Chris. I had two fast questions. Number one, I have a friend that has a son, and he never expressed an interest in playing an instrument. Then one day, he just picked up one of those portable pianos and started playing it flawlessly, like he studied it all his life. Is that like a new spirit that came in and took over the body, or is that the old one? And number two, the other question is, you know, you had mentioned intuition, you know, where you had that gut feeling inside of you that tells you not to do something. Could it also be a negative spirit trying to get you to do something that's going to ruin your future? Could it be the opposite?
All right, first question is, since he had sat down and he just started naturally playing this, it could be one of two things. He could have had a past life where he was an expert at that, and that ability is allowing to shine through in his current soul, his current life, to experience right away. Or he could be tapping into the higher consciousness and allowing that energy of creativity, another spirit that is an expert at that, to allow that to channel right through him. So those are the two possibilities without having more information. Your other thing in regards to, can negative spirits influence you to make certain decisions or avoid making decisions to ruin your life? Absolutely. It's happened to me, and it's probably the worst thing that can happen, which is why you have to really pay attention to the messages that you're getting.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. We appreciate the call in. Let's go to the first-time caller line. We have Joe in Glendale, California. Welcome to Coast AM. What's your question for Chris?
My question is, do you believe, because you're talking about channeling future events, do you believe that sometimes remote viewing could be a person channeling a future event? Because I believe that happened to me.
Well, absolutely. Well, remote viewing is when you sit down with a certain target and you channel that target to get information about it. You don't necessarily get the specific of what the target is. You get all the information regarding it. However, what you're talking about is your consciousness tapping into precognition, because consciousness can go to the past, present, or even into the future. What is the future? What is the past? We don't fully understand that. The spirit world says that everything's happening simultaneously. So if it's happening simultaneously, not in our physical world, but in the spiritual world, then your consciousness can go to any place at any time.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in that. I didn't realize. I thought I was able to just remote view a church for a wedding in Pittsburgh. I'm in California. I thought I just remote viewed the church. And I ended up seeing other parts of it that I wasn't clear of, that I looked up on the internet. It didn't happen until we went to the wedding a month later, and we went into the different parts of the church, that I realized, oh my God, I think I went to the future and saw it, even how I moved up certain stairways and things. So it was quite remarkable.
Wow, thank you for sharing that with us.
You can also do local, to where you actually do go there with your consciousness, not just always in the future. You can access either one of those.
Is that the beginning of what you said again?
You can access either one. You can access the future of before you even go there, or you can actually go to the target and never go there, and you can receive information about it.
Yeah, it's a trip. I'm working on it daily. It's a wonderful thing.
Best of luck on that.
Thank you. Best of luck to you guys.
All right. Thank you very much. Very strange. As soon as we stop talking about Mark and Deb and the tragedy and their session, your phone line is completely clear again, Chris. Very strange. All right. We've got west of the Rockies, Troy in Arizona. Welcome to the show, Troy. And what's your question for Chris?
Hey, he referenced earlier the Bible when he said speaking in tongues. And I was curious, in reference to the Bible again, as to why he felt it necessary to try and talk these spirits from the darkness into the light, because the Bible says very specifically when a person dies, there is a great chasm between the darkness and the light, or heaven and hell, and no man will cross it.
Yeah, who said that I crossed and the Holy Spirit didn't work through me?
Well,
it was more to the story that I got to share, such as an angel that says, take my hand, pulled me away. I was no longer there. They worked on the demons that were there holding these spirits there. They did the work, not me.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in. And I get where people get that. They start to worry. I mean, if these spirits are lost or stuck here, why is it that we as humans would have any kind of ability or power to help them? And why would they be left here? If there is God, if there's angels, why haven't they already come for them? How do you answer when people come at you with that kind of aspect?
Well, think about psychiatry and psychologists, where someone's completely depressed. They want to end their life. They feel they have no purpose. So they're in this state where they don't do anything. But yet in working with a therapist and counselor, it makes them come out of that depression, changes their emotion, and they begin to see things differently. Now they're going back to work. They're doing things. They're enjoying their life. That doesn't change after we die. So spirits that have been tormented or had horrible things happen to them, they need psychological help. They need to understand that they don't have to be trapped here. They have to let go of that human emotion. Once they're able to do that, then they can recognize by free will crossing over to the other side.
You had a very dramatic experience at the Winchester Mystery House with channeling. Do you want to share that for a few minutes?
Yeah, Gail and I, my co-host, had a huge fight earlier that day, and we weren't talking, but yet we had to go on camera and film, and they were in the seance room. The seance room, Sarah Winchester used to do seances every night, but there hadn't been one in 20 years. They said they saw something there. So I went there, sat down, began to do a channel session, and because I was distracted, I didn't ground myself, I didn't protect myself, I didn't do any of that. All these spirits were lined up and basically tackled me, coming through and abusing the opportunity to channel through me to where I became possessed. I could not stop it. It was probably the most horrible experience I've ever had channeling and losing control.
All right, we've got a first-time caller, Beverly, in Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome to the show, Beverly. Thank you for listening and giving us a call this evening.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hi, Chris. I was wanting to know, my son, my only child, he passed away April 6, 2014. And I was just calling to see if you could tell me if everything, is he okay, if that's possible.
Well, here's the thing. Right away, I get a smile. I'm not saying it's attached to him or not, but I'm getting this smile. And the thing is it's like a voice saying, why don't you listen to me?
Mm-hmm.
What this means to me is it's directly to you. You need to change your emotion, turn it to happiness, not sadness. So with that, because this spirit that is trying to come through is happy, filled with love and joy, but can't break through if you have a completely different frequency, a different emotion. Start feeling about all the love, the wonderful times that you remember, and then allow that spirit that's at that same vibration, just like a radio tuning in, to make contact mm-hmm. with you, and you will get your message.
Okay, thank you. It was a happy sign. Thank you.
And Beverly, sometimes the easiest way to make that communication is inviting them to communicate to you during dreams, the dream visitation. It's the easiest way for those of us that are not very sensitive to have them come in, and you'll know the difference. If you just say,
right.
you know, come and visit me, you'll know the difference between a dream and a dream visitation. It is so vivid. Let's go to wildcard line 2, Steve in Salt Lake City, Utah. You're our last caller with Chris Fleming. What was your question?
Hi, Chris. Hey, I just have a question. I'm wondering if when we dream, if you believe that we're actually remote viewing possibly a different dimension. So I know that sometimes our dreams seem strange. And, you know, could it be possible that we're traveling into another dimension, actually, via spirit?
Absolutely.
And, you know, viewing.
When we look at our limited understanding of consciousness, what is consciousness? You know, and when you begin to adopt and believe and accept that we have a spirit and a soul, and that personality is driven by conscious energy, we should be able to leave our bodies when our bodies settle down and shut down. It's like when you park the car and you get out of the car. At night, your soul and spirit's leaving the body to go have some of these adventures, seeing some of the other creations in the multiverse of what's going on. Why not?
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. And, Chris, I know we're running up against the top of the hour here. People can find out where you're going to be throughout the year, which colleges and such, by visiting your website, ChristopherFleming.com, and checking it out there. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And are you still doing private readings if people are interested in connecting with you?
Yes, I still do readings. I only do a couple a week, but people can go to my website, ChristopherFleming.com, and just click down a spiritual consultant, and you can take a look at what's available and book them there.
And it's Fleming with one M, ladies and gentlemen. Christopher Fleming with one M. I think we have a link up to Chris's website at Coast to Coast AM. And again, if you're interested in experimenting and trying to communicate with the other side, his other website, ghostoutlet.com, he carries a wide variety of different pieces of experimental ITC equipment to try to make that connection. Chris, I'm excited to work with you again here. For all of you out there interested, Friday the 13th of May, it's the only Friday the 13th this year, Chris is going to join me at the Belvoir Winery, the Oddfellows Asylum in Liberty, Missouri, along with Bill Chappell, who creates most of the equipment you see on different paranormal shows. We're going to have a full weekend of investigating. You can investigate a haunted, an amazingly haunted location at the Belvoir Winery, the Oddfellows Asylum with us, where we've all had experiences and has been featured on TV shows like Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters. And you're going to be doing some interesting experiments and working with people right there and doing a large gallery session.
Absolutely. I'll be doing the ITC gallery session. We'll be doing readings, having messages come through, not only through me, but also through the ITC. And I'm also going to share with people how they can start tapping into their ESP and their own consciousness to receive messages as well.
We've got about a minute left together. Chris, what is a good way for people like our call Beverly that want to make that connection and they want some kind of reassurance, but maybe they don't have the money to employ a psychic or medium? What are some easy ways for them to try to make these connections?
The easy way is to fully understand how important prayer is. When you say a prayer, you are projecting it with all of your consciousness, your spirit and soul is behind it. So what you need to do is put the proper intent into it. Show love. Show love with that prayer, and that prayer gets to that person on the other side. Then ask them for a sign to reconnect that love so they know that that spirit is okay and that this person here right now can get on with their life.
If you'd like more information and to join Chris, Bill Chappell, and I, go check out darknessevents.com. That's darknessevents.com, and you'll find the Oddfellows Asylum banner there. Click it, and you could join us and be a part of the weekend-long event, or you could just come for a day or two and have a great time with us and a chance to experience it for yourself. And I've always had amazing times with you, Chris, at these locations, from the Stanley Hotel to the Queen Mary, Eastern State Penitentiary, Waverly Hills Asylum. We always seem to have some of the most amazing experiences on these trips.
Dave, absolutely. You know, and I want to thank you once again. It's always a pleasure speaking to you and the entire crew at Coast to Coast. I just want to thank them for this opportunity as well.
Have a great night, a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again, Chris. Stay tuned. When we return, Richard Estep is my guest as we talk about the world's most haunted hospitals here on Coast to Coast AM.